Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan, joined as always by Big Jerv, by Jason Madison. Juju is out on assignment. He won't be joining us today. Trey is going to be joining us shortly. We got a great episode for you guys today. We're going to be reviewing, as always, Power and Snowfall. Only two episodes left in Snowfall. Be interested to see where this whole thing goes. Plus, breakups. This should be awkward, right? And yet, sometimes freeing. It's funny, like in the movies, everyone's always sad for the breakup. But like, actually, it's like, oh, thank God. But first and foremost, let me get to the housekeeping. Say www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the added content. Shout out to all of you guys that joined us in the watch along, the rewatchingtons of Never Back Down, me and Zach and Anthony Mays. We did that. You guys brought it. It was fun. Be on the lookout. A week from today, we're going to have another one. I wish I could tell you what it was. I do not remember. But all the extra content like that, like the OG podcast, like the Discord, all that you can find on the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. Also, twitter.com/countthedings. Check that pinned tweet at the top. It's the supporting Jade's family. Jade, if you don't know, was in an accident. We had a little fundraiser thing on behalf of the Athletic last week. A lot of people showed out. We have now passed the 1,000 donor threshold. So thank you to everyone who's donated. We're still short of that $100,000 goal. If you can join in there, throw a little something, $10, $5, $20, whatever you can do, whatever you feel comfortable, is much appreciated, not only by Jade's family, but also by all of us here. So please do that. We were talking about this the other day, like that, the concept of breakups. And as I said at the beginning of the show, like, I always think it's funny that, like, in movies and TV show, when motherfuckers break up, they be sad and depressed and don't want to go outside and don't want to eat and whatever. And, I was thinking about it, I was like, yo, that's like the exact opposite. Like, when you break up,
it's the complete opposite.
You said that text to the guys, I'm out in the streets again. Like, yeah. And you get to be fun. Exactly, Jason. Yeah, man. Like, you go out there and then, like, you have, like, this. I don't know about y'all, man, but I know, like, the first, like, month post breakup, my game be on point. I be out here, like, like, just tagging them down one after another after another. And then, like, it slows down a little after that because, like, I think that confidence of freedom, they could feel it off you. It's vibing off you. Like, I just got out of jail. I'm ready.
Yeah. They just got new swag.
I mean, the thing is about how movies and TV shows are presented. It's sold. It's just like Valentine's Day, right? You sell the sadness. So you're programmed already from the beginning to think that that's how you're supposed to respond, right? Mm. And although people... You know, when you do break up with somebody, you're going to miss them initially because you built a routine. If you talk to your girl every fucking day, you're going to be like, okay, well, this is odd. I don't fucking text her good morning this morning. All right. I have to usually check in or some shit. I'm not checking in this time. My whole fucking rhythm of my days are thrown off now. Now I'm getting that looseness. Oh, I go out. Damn, she looking at me, but I got a girl. Wait, I don't have a girl now. Now, like, shit is starting to, like, loosen up and you're starting to get comfortable. Yeah. And like Amin said, that first month, nigga, you're feeling it because all the shit that you felt you were restricted of, you now have power of. You still got the relationship glow. So they still smelling that scent on you. You know what I'm saying? You're really wanted when you're in a relationship. But the fact that the post-breakup scent is still on you, you're going to win that first 3 weeks of post-breakup because nigga gonna be like, hey, nigga, I'm trying to go out. I'm trying, what's up? Where the bitches? Where the bitches? Where the hoes? You know what I'm saying? And then you get out and you're like,
it's your contract year. Your first 3 weeks or your contract year.
But then the complications come.
And oh, it's so much because, again, now you have to be strategic. You might hang out with somebody and be like, look, I just got a relationship. I'm not trying to take anything serious. You got another chick that, okay, I'm cool with this. And then you got like a situationship and now she just tries to wait and change you. Then there's another situation where you get hooked and now the chick is you. She's the same polar opposite as you and she really does not want to fuck with you like that. And you're like, right. Damn.
And then you got the other shit, Trey. You got the chick that gets hooked, that's over texting, over blowing you up, and you trying to keep it cool, and you like, look, I'm just trying to do me. Then you got the other side of, is your old chick, is she gonna start hitting you with the long paragraphs? Are y'all gonna get into the random fight? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna see her with another nigga or something?
Social media wars.
The social media subs back and forth.
But see, Jason, that's on you. If not on you personally, but that's on the person who allows themselves. Because at the end of the day, I'm not even trying to be like all that other shit. Because a lot of people like to cast blame and be like, man, that bitch. Or da, da, da. Like, nigga, we got mute. Blocking is kind of too emotional. Blocking is too emotional.
Then you get into the block wars, bro.
But I'm just saying.
You could not block, and then it's, why did you block me? Or
you don't block. You mute.
You don't block. Yeah. You mute. You never block.
And you hide your story.
Right. And then you look. It's so many tools. I mean, it's so many tools towards it. But you're not even giving that. You're not even giving that power to that person. So, like, say your phone rings. Do you answer it? You already know what the end of that call is going to be. So why are you answering it? That's the shit of the test of the time of that situation.
Do y'all unfollow?
No, I just mute.
Nah.
I only unfollow until I realize that I've been unfollowed. And it might be down the line. And for example, right? I'll put this out here. One of my ex-girlfriends from like 15 years ago. We've been cool. We're homies.
Sheila?
Shouts to Sheila. Never dated Sheila in my life, but Sheila, if you're listening, what's up? But yeah, like, I got this long paragraph and it was like, why are you in my life still? And I'm like, huh? Like, I don't even be seeing shit. At this point, I'm just watching the Truman Show. I'm watching you grow. Like, you got a whole boyfriend, like, you're happy. Why why does me watching? And we had an honest conversation. It was like, watching your life is more triggering to me than you watching my life. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing this in ill will. I thought we were past us.
Just living our lives,
We're just living our lives, but apparently, in some sense, you still have some sort of connection to me.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
You know what I mean? Because, like, at this point, I've always been able to be friends with my ex-girlfriends. This nigga's raising his hand like he in class. I'm gonna call on you, Jerv. But I look at it in a situation of like, hey man, like, I have no beef with you. Like, in the words of Mace, I want to see you happy even if it's not with me. Like, I don't care that much, bro. Because Amin said, they expect you to be sad, crying, eating, suicidal. You know what I'm saying? To this point of like it's not 8 billion, like it's not billions of people on this earth, right? You're gonna be sad, you're gonna have some good memories, But that's not how to work. The bills still got to get paid. You still got to go to work. Hello. Niggas not going to tell you, hey, man, I'm sorry you broke up with your girl, bro, so you could take a couple of days off. No, nigga, you're going to have to still go on and do what your
but
shit.
But it's not even, like, Trey, it's not even because of that. It's like, on breakups, I'd be legitimately happy. Like, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like when you go out and you start thinking to yourself, man, there's something I'm supposed to do. And like, oh, yeah, I ain't got to check in with nobody. Like, it's that freedom, man. Like, I'm not sad because I know bills have to get paid and things still have to happen. I'm not sad because things that made me sad are now gone. Like, things that took me out of my comfort of doing whatever I want, talking to whoever I want, posting whatever I want, liking whoever picture I want, like, posting pictures with whoever like, all of that stuff is now abundant for me. And, like, it's just that, that freedom.
So, I know we're losing you soon. You and Jer, for example, right? You guys have reached the ultimate goal of relationships, right?
Yep.
How do you feel now at this age, after experiencing marriage, after experiencing being engaged, et cetera, going through the whole situation, right? How do you feel about open relationships? Because I was reading about the happiest, hear me out. I was reading about the happiest country, right? Which is Finland, right? And how there is a rise on open relationships. Would you be okay with that? Because now, like what you mentioned right now, you can have all the hoes you want. Mm-hmm. You don't have to check in. You don't have to worry about the actual issues of a normal relationship.
Okay.
Would you be in an open relationship? You can't handle that? It ain't good for that.
I'm good, bro. It sounds dope, so I gotta be like, oh, this fucking 6'9" nigga is just clapping them cheeks.
Oh man, you sick, man. That sounds low. That's low. That's
bro, low. Imagine getting home on a random Tuesday. Wife is just smiling ear to ear.
And you know damn well you ain't do shit to make her happy, my nigga.
Yeah, like,
oh shit, I'm crying.
Brandon Ingram looks tired out there. It's not even a back-to-back.
It's a legs day.
Right. You bet the nigga over for points and you wondering why Jimmy, she happy.
Jimmy Butler is a DNP rest.
She sent you don't wait up text and you just like, oh, you sick all night, nigga.
Yo, so jokes aside, Trey, I'm going to tell you exactly what the deal is. Number one, people who say, first of all, let me just start with, even if you're in an open relationship, you still got to check in, not because she's trying to make sure that you not out there messing with someone else, but you got to check in because she misses you and she wants to know what you're up to and wants to talk all the time. It's not like a insecure or a jealous thing. It's like, yo, man, like some people get really attached and that's how they manifest that. So even if you're in an open relationship, I imagine you still got to check in because she wants to know how your day is legitimately. But second of all, I don't think open relationships are a real thing. I think open relationships, as Jeff kind of said right there, is always cool as long as it's just open for me. But for whoever you with, and that goes for men and women. Everyone likes the idea of an open relationship because they're thinking about all the people they could fuck. But like when it comes to, oh wait, my partner gets to fuck whoever they want, that's not so cool, right? And it ain't even about like, oh, because here's the funny thing, Jerv. It could be a 5'4 nigga who's overweight. And then you still gonna be like, what the hell, man? Like, is that how you see me? Am I like, are this like what, like why would you? There's always gonna be feelings. And so if you're in an
anybody
open,
hit.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're in an open relationship with someone, a true open relationship, like where they can really screw anyone and you can screw anyone, my theory is then y'all don't really even love each other. You just like to fuck. And then you're not really in a relationship. Like the technical definition of open relationship is like me and you love each other. Also, we're free to do whatever we want. But that's not reality. Because if you really love someone, you wouldn't want to be sharing them like that. At least you wouldn't want someone else to be sharing them. You're willing to share yourself at all times. But well, you're like, that's not my like, shit.
I feel like Will Smith will have a different take on this.
Hey, the best thing I read on this is that open relationships is for people who want to bookmark people until they find their actual soulmate.
So again, so that means y'all ain't in love. You literally still shopping.
You just right, but you're still shopping.
But I think the Will and Jada shit is kind of the opposite of what y'all saying. Like, they love each other. Maybe they don't like to fuck each other. I don't know. They obviously like to fuck other people. So, and niggas is, they have some sort of deeper connection than
it's called kids.
No, it's kids and that's also business. Business, right? Like, them, it is advantageous for them to present as we are this power couple, right? Even if behind closed doors, I can't stand you. I don't want you to touch me. We don't sleep in the same bed. But when we step out this house on a red carpet and like at a press junket or whatever, it is good for business for people to see movie star Will Smith with movie star Jada Pinkett.
Right. It's like,
so that, again, that's
hashtag relationship goals.
That's not love. You know what I'm saying? That's not love. That's a business transaction. That's not really what we're talking about. The technical definition, when they say open relationship, they're talking about like, y'all two love each other. Also, you free to fuck whoever. Again, that doesn't really exist anywhere because it's one of two things. Either y'all don't love each other, one of y'all don't love the other, whatever. Or one person is accepting of it because they get to benefit from it, but they don't want the other to benefit from it. Trey, to answer your question, if you told me I could be in an open relationship where I knew for a fact that my partner didn't get to mess around, but I did, well, of course, we're all signing up for that. And that doesn't mean that you are going to do that because maybe like you have that freedom, but you never actually act on it. But at the end of the day, there's no sacrifice there. Like, what am I giving? I'm not giving up shit. Right. And I get this benefit, whether I use it or not. But once the tables are turned, hell no, man. I don't want to do that. Like in the words of Dave Chappelle I was like, what's the riskiest thing you ever did? It's like, probably have sex with old gangbang over here. This relationship is through.
Niggas be sick as they night with the kids. I'll tell you that much.
No, that shit is so funny, man.
Think about it. My God.
Y'all watching the game, she gets a little too excited. You're like,
Hey, you're going to have a lot more questions when she starts chuckling after she's looking at her phone. I'll tell you that much. Fuck, so funny. I like jokes.
Have y'all girl ever asked you, like,
how the hell you know Trey Lyles?
out of anger, like, do you want to be in an open relationship? I feel like I've never fallen for it. Yeah, I feel like I've gotten that like angry, passive aggressive, like you're texting another bitch.
Tell me you didn't fall for it.
No, I didn't. Never. Because I know where that path leads, but it's definitely been levied at me a couple of times. Like,
always answer no, bro, and always come back with food. Those are
and never say yes to a break.
Oh never. Yeah, the break is the end.
You might as well just say it's over. No.
Yeah, or the break is also another more explosive argument.
You let her go on that break, she's not coming back the same. I'm telling you that.
This is the problem with the break. It's not even that, Trey. The problem with the break is it should be we free to do whatever, but then should y'all get back together, you will be judged for everything that happened
during that break. Yeah.
Well, then that wasn't a break then.
No, you were just under deeper investigation, but like
it was sting operation.
Yeah, exactly.
And you better not come back with some new tricks either, my nigga. I'll tell you that much. you better still have them same 97 moves that you had before, fam. Don't be 2K, don't 2K24 it up or nothing, dog.
New to the game this year.
Well, I feel like we covered everything on this show. I'm so glad to be podding with you brothers again. Happy Easter to those who observe. For my people, doing Ramadan right now, stay strong, get that rest, get that food, get that mental, you know what I mean? And for next, for Big Jer, for Amin, for Jason Madison and myself, this has been a great episode of Bomb. And also, follow our relationship advice, man. Might save a life.